Maybe we could sing number 332, the last two verses. Just as I am, thy love I own, has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
Just as I am, thy love I own, has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, I
Our God and Father, we give thanks for this opportunity to share the gospel once again. We just ask for the help of the Spirit today. We just ask that if any don't know the Lord as their Savior, that they might be quickened by the Spirit so that they might have the ability today to say, O Lamb of God, I come. We just ask for help today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My text for today is in 2 Corinthians 5. It's not a normal verse for a gospel meeting, but this is the one I believe the Lord's given in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. It says, Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. But we find in this verse that we believers, we have both a job to do and we have a message to preach. The job is that we are ambassadors for Christ. And the message that we have is, at the end of the verse, be reconciled to God. An ambassador is a government official who he represents his country in a foreign land. And the ambassador's life should give honor to his country. And he knows, he's someone who knows his country very well, and he can answer questions about his country. And the ambassador, he also has a message for people who want to go to his country. And the ambassador lives for his country. And that is how we should live as an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Our life should give honor to the Lord Jesus. The things we do, the things we say, we should show others that Jesus Christ is important in our life. And I want to speak for a moment to the parents. Do your kids know that Jesus is important to you? Do they see Christ in you when you're at home? Or do they see you skip the meetings so you can go watch the Super Bowl? Maybe your business, or movies, or sports, or socializing with friends. Maybe these things are more important to you than Christ. Our children know. They know that. They can see what's important in our lives. And if these things are more important to us than Christ, why would our children want Christ? You know, when the children are old enough to decide for themselves, if Christ is not important to the parents, that your children will disappear from Christianity. But that's not half of the tragedy. Can you imagine a Christian parent being present and observing at the great white throne? Maybe you have already lost your rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. And now on top of that, you are there hearing the Lord Jesus say to your child, I never knew you. And then you'll hear your child's voice crying out, Lord, Lord, let me come in. I went to Sunday school. I sat through so many meetings. I didn't do so very many bad things. And I even prayed once. I prayed, Jesus, come into my heart. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen because you did not believe and you did not confess Jesus as Lord of your life. The Bible does not tell a person to ask Jesus into their heart. The Bible says you need to have repentance towards God and faith towards the Lord Jesus. But we know it didn't happen. We know you did not get saved because we can see that Jesus is not the Lord of your life. Mom and Dad, your children are your responsibility for you to give them every opportunity that they could be saved. You know, I can preach here, I can preach to your children here at the conference, but you are the message that your children see every day. We need to teach our children about Christ at home. We need to live Christ at home. And we need to be careful that we do not forsake coming together to the assembly meetings, as the manner of some of you is. Your kids need to see that Christ is the most important thing in your life. Do your kids see that your social life is surrounded by Christians? Or do they see that you surround yourself by the heathen friends that you've accumulated at work and in other places? You know, if mom and dad are scarcely saved, what are the children going to do? Now, I want to speak to the unbelievers. Because those that reject Jesus will stand there before the great white throne, and you will be bound hand and foot, and you'll be cast down, 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 as the screaming fades into the abyss of darkness, where you will endure the damnation of the eternal wrath of God in the lake of fire. Many years ago, there was a man and his family. The man's name was Placidus. He and his family were Christians, and they were arrested because they were Christians. And they were taken into the Roman Colosseum and thrown in there for the wild animals to eat them. Well, they were thrown in there. The wild animals refused to touch Placidus and his family, two children. So what did they do? They had a brazen bull. It was hollow inside, and they had a door to it. And they put Placidus and his family into the bull. They shut the door. And then they lit a fire underneath it, and they cooked that family to death. They were slow cooked to death because they were Christians. And while they were in there, the screaming of the family as they endured the intense heat and the pain, the screaming went out of the bull. And it went out to the whole audience as they stood around, they sat around watching this family be burned to death. They heard them screaming out of this bull. Terrible. Children, children, don't let it happen. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let sin drag you down into the lake of fire. The Lord Jesus took all the fire of God's wrath for you if you will only believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus. And you need to believe now, before Jesus comes. He could come at any moment, even before this meeting's over. I know we've said that for 2,000 years, but it's still just as true today as it was then. The Lord Jesus is coming any moment from now. And you need to believe now before Jesus comes. You need to repent towards God and have faith towards the Lord Jesus. Children, young people, listen. Your mom and dad do what they can do. They try to teach you at home about the Lord Jesus. They bring you to the assembly meetings. They brought you to this conference here today. But it's your responsibility to have faith in Christ yourself. Mom and Dad can't save you. I can't save you. Only the Lord Jesus can save you. And He will only save you if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will be saved. All of us believers, we need to live. We need to live as ambassadors for Christ. And an ambassador, he will answer questions about his country, about his home country. Each believer here should get to know the Lord Jesus. We need to get to know the Lord Jesus very well. We need to learn about our country that we're going to, that belongs to us, because we'll be with the Lord in heaven. And we need to know this very well so we can answer questions to people about our home country. And so we can answer questions about the Lord Jesus and the way of salvation and how we can get to that country of heaven. Living for Christ. It's not following a list of rules about what we should do or what we should not do. The important thing is to know Jesus Christ very well. When you read your Bible and you pray and you study, you meditate, you obey. When you do this every day, you get to know Jesus a little bit more every day, little by little. And the more you know Jesus, the more you know about Him, who He is, and what he means to you. The more you get to know Jesus, the better you'll be able to answer the questions about the Lord Jesus and about our home country of heaven. Another duty of the ambassador is to arrange visas for the visitors who are going to come to visit their country. And the ambassador will tell you, he'll tell you what the requirements are for you to get that visa so you'll be able to go to his country. Well, as ambassadors for Christ, we have a message to tell people. We have a message to tell them what the requirements are for them to go to heaven, for them to be saved. And the end of the verse that we started with, it tells us the message that we have. Verse 20, 2 Corinthians 5. Now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ. And at the end of the verse, it says, be reconciled to God. That's the message we have. Be reconciled to God. As ambassadors of Christ, we believers, we have a ministry of reconciliation. And that is why you are here tonight. We're here to tell you the way of salvation, to be the way to be saved from the punishment of your sin, so that you can be reconciled to God by the death of His Son, so that you can be saved from your sins, so that you can be brought into a relationship with God, so you can have a fellowship with God. That's why we're here tonight, so you can be saved. Jesus is the Son of God, who loves you so much that He gave Himself for you. He was willing to go to the cross and suffer the shame and the pain and the agony and the wrath of an holy God against sin. He was willing to do that as He hung there on the cross. The Lord Jesus loves you so much, He gave Himself for you. Jesus does not want you to go to that awful place of the lake of fire. He doesn't want you to go there, that awful place of punishment. And so He has made arrangements for you to be saved. And He's offering this opportunity to you tonight for you to believe that Jesus died on the cross and that He shed His blood to save you from the penalty of your sins. Believe that Jesus is God and that He came down into this world and that He loved you and that He was willing to go to the cross and that He died on the cross. And believe that Jesus was buried and that on the third day He rose again so that you could have eternal life, so that you could have forgiveness of sins, so that you could have peace with God. Do you believe that? I mentioned the blood. And in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, we all know that. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. When you have faith in the blood, God will be satisfied that Jesus Christ has paid the price for all of your sins. All the sins you've done up to the time you were saved. All the sins you've done after you're saved, all the sins you do before the Lord Jesus comes, He's paid the price for all your sins. Now, you need to accept the fact that you are a sinner and come to Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And then you will be justified by faith without doing any of the works of the law. Looks like time is up, but we need to remember that we are ambassadors for Christ. Let us each live for Christ, and let us be a living message of the gospel. I know we went over the gospel rather quickly today, so if anyone wants to be saved, or if anyone has some questions, or anyone wants to confess Jesus Christ as Lord and come and tell me that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'd be happy to hear from you. Maybe we could close by singing that same one we started with, "Just As I Am." And we'll trust that you have gotten saved today, that you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And we'll sing the first verse of 332. And instead of saying, "Just as I am," the verse says, "Just as I was." That means you got saved. That means you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you're not saved, please don't sing this Don't say, I came. You can say, I come.
Just as I was saved.